I'd like to welcome you and thank you for coming this morning. As you know, this is an orientation session for those recent arrivals who've never before lived in a kick-me state. One thing to note first off is that we make little investment in education, but a big investment in football. After all, life is more like football than trigonometry. Secondly, although a number of kick-me states are sources of fossil fuel, we deny that fossils put it there. If I have 5 oil wells on my property, that is prima facie evidence of intelligent design. We believe a good politician should invoke the name of God no less than 5 times in a short speech, and yet still have a bottle of bourbon in his top desk drawer to share with lobbyists. If he votes to send jobs overseas that have traditionally been in his district, we'll understand. Likewise, if he votes to reduce benefits from a program you're dependent upon, that's normal. The traditional idea that a politician is beholden to the people is rather naive and dated. A politician, after all, is beholden to those who got him elected and whose money flowed into his campaign coffers. No party hack, no matter how incompetent and uneducated, will be denied a job on the public payroll as long as he's loyal and will hire only those who swear loyalty to the administration. In a kick-me state, the goal is not good government, but no government. Any agency whose task is distasteful to the oligarchy simply won't get funding and will be administered by an experienced obstructionist. We are against abortion and birth control, but believe no public money whatsoever should be spent on children's health and welfare. We think Scrooge had the right idea. We have a great tolerance for politicians who have a long history of a dry well when it comes to the milk of human kindness. In fact, a politician who is both mean and arrogant is our kind of guy. Most of the kick-me states are right-to-work states. That means the worker doesn't have to belong to a union and the boss is entitled to pay him accordingly. From time to time, your senator or representative will explain to you why it's good for the economy that you work 3 jobs and your wife has to work full-time just to make ends meet, and why those corporate chieftains who take home $50 million a year in options, bennies, and perks are beneficial to us all. The hallmark of a kick-me state is the amount of federal money that can be pulled in from military bases and pork barrel projects. There's almost no need for a local economy if you can do enough of it. In your old age, don't count on much in the way of assistance, medical or otherwise. Just be glad you bought your manufactured home when you did. You can sit back with a stiff drink and the radio tuned to the talk show puppets and blame everyone but yourself for the way things are. It may suck, but we like it like that.